The Voice of America presents Jazz Club USA. The Voice of America presents another in the series of programs designed to bring you jazz at its best. Here's your commentator and host, the well-known jazz critic and composer, Leonard Feather.
And once again, greetings and modulations, everyone. Recently, I mentioned on one of our Jazz Club USA shows that the tenor sax has produced more great jazz soloists than any other instrument except the piano. Well, that served as a reminder that we haven't yet brought you an all-piano program, so let's remedy that omission today with a selection of recent recordings that will show you some of the interesting things that have been happening on American keyboards these past few months. First of all, we have two distinguished gentlemen who are both internationally renowned as composers and arrangers, although they're almost entirely unknown as a two-piano team, Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. For several years, Duke and Billy have amused their friends at private parties with some of their capricious and charming pianistic collaborations, and recently I persuaded them to commit one of these party pieces to posterity by recording it. The result was this very unusual item, Ellington and Strayhorn at two pianos with Joe Shulman on bass in their original composition entitled Block Party. Listening to Billy Strayhorn in that rather intricate little excursion reminded me of another young piano star who came to New York from Pittsburgh a few years ago. It was in 1944 that I first heard Errol Garner playing on 52nd Street. And since that time, he's visited Paris for a jazz festival, he's given a recital in New York's Town Hall, and he's charmed everybody with his highly original style. Errol's main characteristics are a steadily bouncing left hand and a slightly delayed beat in the right hand. And because he never lets you forget that original melody, his performances are just about as successful commercially as they are artistically. Out of his hundreds of recordings for literally dozens of different record companies, I've selected a recent release with Errol playing a good old tune, Moonglow. Now let's move out of New York to introduce two pianists who've contributed some interesting new ideas in other cities. First, Chicago, where a musician named Mel Henke has been trying for some years without very much success to gain recognition, although I think he eventually will because some of his ideas are startlingly different. Some people say he's a jazz genius, while others think he's neither a genius nor a jazz artist at all. So you make up your own mind while we play Shock Treatment, which has Milt Holland on bongos, Mike Rubin on the bass, and Mel Henke at the piano. So much for Chicago's Mel Henke. Now to San Francisco, where some very intriguing records have been made by a young star named Dave Brubeck. Brubeck has a little Garner influence and perhaps a touch of George Shearing, but on the side I'd like to play, he shows definite ideas of his own. One critic reviewing this number said that Dave starts out with ragtime and ends up with bop. Well, you see what you think as you listen to this. Dave Brubeck at the piano with Ron Crotty on bass and Cal Tjader on drums. They're doing Avalon. Having heard from San Francisco's Dave Brubeck, we'll cross the continent now and return to New York, where the Voice of America took its microphones into Bop City not so long ago for some live music to introduce on Jazz Club USA. On this particular night, the show at Bop City featured the Slam Stewart Trio, and that happens to be very appropriate for our old piano program today. Not because of Slam Stewart himself. Of course, he plays the bass in his own amusing style, but because of a young lady who played piano with Slam for a couple of years and whom we consider to be one of the great undiscovered stars of jazz. Her name is Beryl Booker, and outside of a few occasional records, she's absolutely no recognition at all. I think most recently she's been working with a group called the Cats and the Fiddle. Well, anyway, here she is with Slam playing Bless Me Again. Thank you. You'll agree with me that Miss Beryl Booker combines a lot of great qualities in her piano work. A beat as fine as Errol Garner's, a terrific sense of musical humor, and a delicacy of touch that is essentially feminine without losing any jazz qualities. And by the way, the guitarist with the Slam Stewart Trio is another of my personal favorites, yours too, I hope, Johnny Collins, who has worked with Artie Shaw, Roy Eldridge, and Billy Taylor, among others. And here they all are, doing a recently revived ballad hit, Slam Stewart, Beryl Booker, and Johnny Collins playing I Can Dream, Can't I? Thank you. Now, as you may hear in the background, Slam Stewart is announcing the next number, Dr. Fu.
Original number called Dr. Fu. Thank you.
And as you hear the Slam Stewart Trio playing its closing theme, indicating the end of a set at Bop City, we'll have to take our leave of Miss Beryl Booker and her delightful piano work. Today we've also heard the keyboard contributions of Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, Dave Brubeck, Mel Henke, and Errol Garner, and of course there are scores of other excellent pianists who will have to be saved for another program. Meanwhile, don't forget that if there's any particular artist you'd like to hear on Jazz Club USA, you can still send your suggestions to the same address, Jazz Club USA, Voice of America, New York 19. By the way, some of you have asked to know the name of our opening and closing theme number. It's Big D Blues, played by Hot Lips Page and his orchestra, with Hank Jones on piano and Vic Dinkinson on trombone. And now this is your host, Leonard Feather, wishing you the best of tempos until next week.
Jazz Club USA is a feature presentation of the Voice of America.